Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 8th of February 2024. Today's topic is to be fresh and flourishing. Our text today is taken from John chapter 15 verses 1 through 10. Verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you, continually in my love. Verse 10. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments, and abide in his love. Our memory verse today is taken from John chapter 3 verse 2. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. A gardener had spent months watering a particular apple tree. Thankfully, his labor was rewarded when the tree handsomely fruited. It meant that in a couple of months he would be reaping the fruits of his labor. But to his dismay one morning, he discovered that a branch that bore many fruits was withering. On a closer look, he noticed that the branch had long been splitting from the stem. It finally detached and wasted with the fruits. The anecdote further reinforces the message in the Bible reading. The life of a true Christian is dependent on Christ for growth, freshness, and fruitfulness. The detached branch is like a backslider that leaves Christ. Such will wither away and become fruitless because he or she can no more derive nutrients for growth, strength, and victory that Christ provides. Abiding in Christ means daily fellowship with him and obedience to his word. Doing so will make believers fresh, flourishing, fruitful, and receive blessings. If you are a child of God, pray against whatever Satan may use to detach you from the true vine. Quote for the day. Abiding in Christ means daily fellowship. The challenge for today is: the Christian life is Christ dependent. Prayer. Holy Father, grant me daily grace to abide in Christ. In Jesus' name, Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.